Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavli Psachim, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, about 7 lines down from the beginning of the Gemara on this Mishnah, and we're continuing with the topic of until when may one eat chometz. We now come with a question, starting with the words Machlef Hashitzei de Rabbi Meir. Machlef Hashitzei de Rabbi Meir, Tamanhu Ama Ach L'Rabbeis, V'Hachu Ama Ach L'Ma'ed. It seems that the opinion of Rabbi Meir has been switched, because there, in the case of chometz, he said that the word Ach comes to include part of the 14th, but here, which is the case in the first peck of Beitzah, we learn the word Ach teaches us that Machshuri Ocho Nefesh are prohibited on Yom Tov. He's saying over there the word Ach comes to exclude. This is following the understanding of the Pnei Moshe. Comes the Gemara with an answer, Amar Bishmul Ba Aviduma Miyatu She'ena B'chometz. He answers that for chometz it's also an exclusion, as one may not have chometz on the 14th. Continues now the Gemara with Rabbi Meir, Oimer. Rabbi Meir says from the Pasuk in Dvarim, Tezayin, Pasuk Gimel, Loisechol alav chometz, you shall not eat upon it chometz al achilosei. Rabbi Meir says that it's only osur to have chometz when one's actually eating the Korban Pesach, which is on the night of the 15th. But one could have chometz during the afternoon of the 14th, when one is only sacrificing the Korban at that point, but not actually eating it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Loisechol alav chometz al asi osay. Yehuda says the isser to eat chometz is at the time when one is even preparing and sacrificing the Korban Pesach, which is during the afternoon of the 14th. Rabbi Yehuda Isle Asay v'Leisase al achilosay. Rabbi Yehuda has a positive and negative command when it comes to eating chometz, and a positive and negative command when it comes to destroying chometz. Asei al achilosei, what is the positive commandment when it comes to eating chometz? Shivas yamim teichel alav matzos, for 7 days you shall eat upon it matzos, and we learn from here, matzos v'loi chometz, it's only matzos he can eat, he's not allowed to eat chometz. Kol loisase shehu ba mikoyach asei. Any negative commandment that comes as a result of a positive commandment is considered an asei, a positive commandment. Loisase alachilose, what is the source for a negative commandment about eating chometz? Loisoichol alav chometz, one cannot eat upon it chometz. Asei al bi'uroi, what is the positive commandment when it comes to destroying chometz? Tashpisu se'or, one must destroy all leaven. Loisase al-bi'oi, what is the negative commandment when it comes to destroying chometz? The Pasuk says in Shemoyth Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes, Shiras Yomim, Se'or Le'yematzev V'vateichem, for 7 days, leaven may not be found in your homes. Continues the Gemara, Ha'Rabbi Meir Oimer, Mishay Shoyth and Amala Medivrei, and we learned earlier that Rabbi Meir holds that the prohibition of eating chometz after the 6th hour on the 14th of Nisan is rabbinic. Shviyis Asa Mishum Gedeh, Shishis Lama. Only from the 7th hour should it be prohibited, as Meir holds that only an hour before sunset is Dereisa, and the rabbis extended it back to halfway through the day, which begins at the 7th hour. In which case, why is the 6th hour prohibited? Answer the Gemara, Mishum Geder. The answer is as a fence to protect the 7th hour. V'yesh Geder LeGeder, asks the Gemara, do Chazal make a fence around a fence? Ela shashishis mishalefes b'shvius. Rather, one will confuse the 6th hour with the 7th hour, and therefore even the 6th hour was included in the original gezeira of the Rabbanon. Continues the Gemara now to Rabbi Yehuda. How Rabbi Yehuda aimer mechamish ulamala medivreim shishis asur mishum gede chamishis lama mishum gede v'yesh gede legede. The same way we explained with Meir, we'll ask the same thing on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 5th hour is rabbinic. If a 6th hour is prohibited as a fence, why would the 5th hour also be prohibited as a fence? Do we make a fence around the fence? Answers the Gemara, Ela shechamishis mischalefes b'shuris, one would confuse the 5th hour with the 7th hour, and therefore consequently even the 5th hour was included in the original Gezeira. Asks the Gemara, Mechalfa shitzid Rabbi Yehuda, it seems to be that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda has been switched. Tamanhu ama ein chamishis mischalefes b'shvius. Over there, there's a Mishnah in the 5th Perek of Sanhedrin concerning two people who give testimony. If one witness said that something took place at the 5th hour and one said it took place at the 7th hour, this testimony is possible, it's invalid, as the sun is on different sides of the sky at these two times. There he said one would not confuse the 5th hour with the 7th hour, and over here he's saying one would confuse the 5th hour with the 7th hour. And the Gemara gives two answers. The first answer is Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Taman Hadava Mosel LeBeis Din, U Beis Din Zvizin Hain. Over there, the matter is given over to Beis Din, means to the witnesses, who act with zealousness and alacrity, and they would not confuse the times. But here, it's given over even to women who might be sluggish and might therefore err in their times. Amar Yosi bar Bun, a second answer of Yosi bar Bun gives is that Taman Tchilas Chamishis Seif Shviyis, Puram Hacha Seif Chamishis Tchilas Shviyis. Over there, we're referring to the beginning of the fifth hour and the end of the seventh hour, and since there's a great difference in time, one would not get confused. But here, we're referring to the end of the fifth hour and the beginning of the seventh hour, which is just over an hour apart, where the difference is minor and one would get confused. The Gemara wants to bring a support from a brisa of a Tani Kain, Shua Tchiles Chamesh, Chama B'Mizrach, V'Seif Shah, Chama B'Marav, Lo'ilam Eina Chama, Noita L'Marav, Ela B'Seif Shiva. At the beginning of the fifth hour, the sun is in the east, and at the end of the hour, it's moving towards the west. But the sun only actually goes to the west at the end of the seventh hour, and therefore these times are easily confused. So to summarize, in the shir we learnt at the beginning, that Meir's opinion seems to have been switched because the word Achir by Chometz comes to include part of the 14th, and the word Ach in the case of Beitza, we talk about Ach excluding Machshiri Eichel Nefesh, that the preparations for food preparation cannot be done on Yom Tov, which is an exclusion. The Gemara answers of Shmuel Bar Avdima says that Chometz is also an exclusion, as one may not have Chometz on part of the 14th. Then we said Meir explains the pasuk Lo'sichol of Chometz al Achilosei. The issue of having chametz is only at the time of actually eating the Korban Pesach, but not preparation of the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda said that the issue also applies when actually sacrificing the Korban Pesach, which is during the afternoon of the 14th. We said that Rabbi Yehuda has a positive and negative commandment on eating chametz, and also a positive and negative commandment on destroying chametz. We ask the Kuntur of Meir, who says that from the sixth hour is an Issa Midrabanan to eat Chometz, why does it extend back to the beginning of the sixth hour? It should only be from the beginning of the seventh hour, because that is the second half of the day. And we answered, it's not a fence to protect a fence, rather it's included in the original Gezeira, since one will confuse the sixth hour with the seventh hour. We asked a similar question of Kuntur of Yehuda. Yehuda holds the fifth hour is rabbinic. If the sixth hour is an issa as a fence, why would the fifth hour also be included as a fence? That's a double fence. And we answer that one will get confused between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. We asked on that from the case of Sanhedrin, where we say that if the two Edim say different things, one says the fifth hour and one says it happened at the seventh hour, the testimony is invalid because one would never mix up those two times. And we answered two answers. Rabbi Yossi gave an answer that over there we're talking about Beis Din and witnesses who would not get mixed up, whereas here is given over even to women who might get mixed up. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun gave a different answer, that the Gemara over there is talking about the beginning of the fifth hour and the end of the seventh hour, which would never get confused. Here we're talking about the end of the fifth hour and the beginning of the seventh hour, which is only just over an hour apart, and therefore they could get confused, as we support from a brisa afterwards.